Some financial relief is on its way to Wisconsin farmers. It's part of a new coronavirus aid program. We're talking about that and more here on The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report, and you have a line to the person leading our state's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. 1-800-642-1234 is the number. What questions do you have for the newly appointed secretary? What do you think should be the top priorities at Wisconsin's Department of Ag and Trade and Consumer Protection? What should the department's leader know about how it affects your life? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. You can also send your experiences, your questions to ideas@WPR.org. Randy Romanski is the secretary designee of Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He was appointed by Governor Tony Evers earlier this month, and he previously served as interim secretary since November 2019. Secretary Romanski, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Today, farmers can start applying for a new coronavirus aid program. They could receive between $1,000 and $3,500 based on last year's income. What do you know about this program?
Well, great timing for your call today. Governor Evers has made $50 million available in direct payments to Wisconsin farmers through the Wisconsin Farm Support Program. Eligible farmers are able to receive between $1,000 and $3,500, which is a sliding scale based on gross income. The application period, which is an online application, opened this morning at 7 a.m. So it's open now, and it will be open until June 29th. So we encourage farmers who have been impacted by COVID-19 to contact the Department of Revenue online and apply for this funding.
Who may be eligible for this aid?
Eligible farmers are those with gross income between $35,000 and $5 million based on their 2019 tax filings.
So why is there an income cap then at $5 million?
With the funding that was made available by the governor, we, the department and the Department of Revenue, met with the governor's office and representatives of farm organizations in the state of Wisconsin. And the goal was to try to make this funding as meaningful as possible for as many farms as possible. Wisconsin has a lot of farms, and $50 million is a lot of money, but it was really important, as we heard from the farm organizations, that they wanted to try and get these dollars out to farmers to help. And so we had to make some difficult decisions about parameters for where the funding went. But the goal is, and I think it was identified by the governor and supported by the farm organizations, to try to get as many farmers engaged in this as possible.
And you said an income maximum for this aid, and yet farmers of all commodities are eligible here, even though there are some, right, some kinds of farming that is that are under more stress right now than other areas of the industry. Had you thought about narrowing that?
Well, what we've found is that there's a lot of stress throughout agriculture in Wisconsin and elsewhere. So the goal was to have this program be inclusive, so everything from ginseng and cranberries, to potatoes and vegetables, to dairy to livestock, all of which have seen some challenges, were engaged in the discussion about how to distribute the funding, and as a result, we'll be able to be eligible for some of this funding.
We're talking with Randy Romanski, the newly appointed secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And you can ask him your question by calling 800-642-1234. What do you want the secretary to know about what agriculture is like for you? Do you have comments about how Wisconsin should handle trade? Maybe you see some red tape getting in the way. How do you think that the department could better offer state regulations that work for you? 800-642-1234 is the number that you can call now while we talk with the secretary. And Secretary Romanski, how has this pandemic exposed flaws or weaknesses in Wisconsin's food supply chain? Because there are some people who are hurting right now.
There are. Wisconsin farmers were already subject to several years of low farm gate prices. There have been disturbances in international trade patterns, and we've had some very unpredictable weather. At the end of last year, there was optimism heading into 2020 because the farm prices had stabilized a little bit and had increased, and there were some newly inked trade deals that we were hoping would be helpful in reestablishing international marketplaces that had been disrupted. COVID-19 hit, and nobody could have foreseen the impact that that had on Wisconsin, the world actually, but the Wisconsin's agriculture economy. What it identified is that there were some immediate disturbances in the supply chain. So in Wisconsin, we're fortunate to be surrounded by farms and fields that feed us, and that food goes internationally. But when there is a substantial disruption in the supply chain that alters buying patterns, and as a result, in some cases and in many cases, Wisconsin farmers didn't have any place to go with their product. We initially saw it with dairy farmers having to dispose of fluid milk because of the disturbance in the supply and demand chain. Eventually, as meat processing facilities were impacted by either temporary or partial or in some cases full closure for a period of time, that there was a disruption in the supply chain there. The livestock, the animals that were going to those processing plants didn't have some place to go immediately. And so that caused a disturbance in the supply chain as well.
So what can your department do to lessen those challenges?
We believe the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is best served by being a resource to the citizens of the state of Wisconsin and the industries that we're engaged with. One of the things that our agency did at the initial outset of COVID-19 was to work in partnership with our stakeholders to connect Wisconsin producers and high-quality products with people in need. And that's taken many forms. The important thing for us to do was to make sure that we were communicating regularly with stakeholders in the industry, try to identify where the department could be a resource and what potential federal opportunities might exist to help address some of those challenges. So it's taken a variety of forms. In some cases, our agency has advocated for assistance to farmers, and that would take the point of funding and programs available to farmers. And back on April 1st, the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection contacted Secretary Perdue and asked him to make a substantial commitment to purchase commodities that would keep the supply chain moving, but also provide much-needed food to the food insecure. USDA has followed up with a program that they are tweaking just a little bit now, but those are some examples of what our agency has done. The other thing that we've done is we've identified gaps in the supply chain is we've worked to try to find a home for Wisconsin-produced products. And a good example of that
is Secretary Romanski, let's pause there. We'll come right back to it. Our guest is Randy Romanski. He's Secretary Designee of the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And you have a line to him at 800-642-1234. I'm Keeley Boltina. You're listening to the State Capitol Report here on the Ideas Network. Thanks for being with us on the Ideas Network. This is your State Capitol Report here on The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina. We're talking with Secretary Designee Randy Romanski. He leads Wisconsin's State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And there's a line for you at 800-642-1234. What do you want the secretary to know about your experience in Wisconsin agriculture? Maybe you're worried about scams. What should the state's role be in preventing scams and cracking down on those? 800-642-1234, or you can email ideas@wpr.org. Secretary Romanski, you were just talking about filling gaps when it comes to the supply chain. And one of the big things that we were paying a lot of attention to during this pandemic is the meatpacking industry. They drew criticism. There were calls for investigations as we saw COVID-19 outbreaks develop in Wisconsin factories and across the country. Do we need to provide greater oversight of that industry?
Thanks, Keely. Well, one of the things that we've identified through COVID-19 is that there is a clear understanding that everybody wants safe food and a safe workplace. The state inspects some meat processing plants, and the federal government inspects some meat processing plants. And I think it's important, no matter who is doing those inspections, that that it's done safely. So I think there are important steps in place that need to be followed. The CDC, OSHA have standards that need to be followed, and the expectation is that will happen.
After those outbreaks, what is your department doing to prevent more spread in other parts of the food supply chain, like large dairy farms or vegetable fields?
Well, the important thing to remember is that the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection has a regulatory function, and the regulatory function is primarily ensuring that the food safety, the quality of the food that's produced in those facilities. Standards for the plants or the operation is generally set by occupational health standards, which is not something that's under the control of the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. However, we do have frequent communication with our stakeholders, including the livestock meat processing industry. But we've worked with others within our stakeholders, and we were able to provide about 60,000 masks to some of our stakeholders as part of supplies that Governor Evers was able to make. So we've distributed those masks to some of our partners. And of course, we have encouraged everybody to follow the guidelines that have been established about, wherever possible, making sure that there's social distancing and safety measures in place.
You've been interim secretary of the department since Senate Republicans rejected the governor's appointment of Brad Pfaff. Why do you want to stay in the department's top post?
Well, I'm really honored that Governor Evers has asked me to stay on as secretary designee. I believe it's important to serve the state of Wisconsin, and I believe the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection has an outstanding connection with the citizens of the state and the industries we serve. I believe state government and the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection should be and is a resource to those citizens and those stakeholders. And I really appreciate the opportunity to serve, and I thank the governor for his trust in me.
How did the Senate, essentially firing your predecessor, how does that shape your view of accepting this appointment?
It didn't. The governor asked me to serve in interim capacity, which I've done. I've gladly done to serve the agency and the state. I accepted the designation. This formalizes that commitment, and I look forward to the opportunity to lead the agency. I also look forward to working with everybody, including the legislature. Confirmation is part of the process. I look forward to the confirmation process. We have regular communication with legislators, and we'll continue to do so. So I know confirmation is part of the process, but my focus has been on focusing on my job, which is working with the great team that we have at the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and serving as a resource and advocating for Wisconsin agriculture. So I look forward to doing that as we move forward.
We're talking with Randy Romanski, who's the newly appointed Secretary of the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. It is one of the guests we have this morning on the morning show's State Capitol Report. And we are we're looking at a lot of different aspects of the department that is broad running. And I do wonder, Secretary Romanski, you know, when it comes to the consumer protection part of your work, as the pandemic arrived, the department made a point to warn people about new scams or price gouging. So what is the agency doing to stop abuse?
Keely, thanks for that question. Sometimes when people talk about the Department of Agriculture, they forget about that it's the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Consumer protection is and will continue to be one of our key activities that we do in, for the citizens of the state. We've seen a variety of scams related to COVID-19. Many of them are very similar to tactics that scammers have been using for a while. You know, here are some examples. Government impersonators are posing as contact tracers, trying to gain personal information. Health scams now take the form of companies selling products that they claim cure or prevent COVID-19. Those are just a couple of examples. But there's a number of ways people can protect themselves from these scams, and some of these are true of any scam that might come along. But know who you share your information with. Don't provide sensitive information when someone you don't recognize reaches out to you. Instead, reach out to through some sort of trusted method to verify you're in contact with the right organization. Another thing to do, store and dispose of personal information securely. Ask questions before deciding to share your personal and financial information. And make sure you have appropriate security in your computers and other electronic devices. Ask questions. It's your right. It's your ability to ask questions. And when people are contacting you for things that might sound too good to be true, they probably are too good to be true. So ask those tough questions. Use the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. Call our Division of Consumer Protection if you have questions, or if you have a complaint, please call the CP hotline.
We'll make sure those are listed on our website, WPR.org/mornings. And we've got Ron from Madison who wants to make a point here. Hi, Ron.
The very important thing that agriculture must do is to cut the greenhouse gas emissions, which make climate chaos change accelerate. And we also must cope with the changes that the climate is causing in other things, such as flash flooding, like happened 22 months ago in Dane County. Oh boy, earlier flooding up in Vernon County washed out some of the public law 466 reservoirs that store the flash flood water and let it out slowly.
Ron, I'm going to jump in here because we just have a few minutes left with the secretary. I want to make sure he has a chance to respond to the idea that the Department of Agriculture, as Ron says, should be thinking about climate change and emissions.
First of all, Ron, thanks for the question. Keely, my initial response to that is Governor Evers has appointed a climate change task force. Agriculture is a strong part of the membership of that task force. I am on the task force. There are also four other individuals from the world of agriculture in Wisconsin that are part of that discussion, including farmers. So farmers will continue to have a voice and in that discussion. The other thing I would say is Governor Evers declared 2019 the year of clean drinking water, and there were a variety of proposals that he proposed and that were also included in the Water Quality Task Force that met substantially over the course of last year. And we look forward to identifying the things that we can implement from that as well.
With just a minute to go, what do you think your biggest challenge is right now with this department?
I think continuing to work with the industry as we respond to and recover from COVID-19. Our view on how the agency should approach things is that we are a resource to the citizens of the state. It's important for us to convene with a purpose and make resources available to Wisconsin. And we invite everybody to the table. Everybody's got a seat at the table. We just ask them to come ready to work and share in the responsibility as we move forward together.
Secretary Romanski, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Keith. I appreciate it.
Randy Romanski is the secretary designee of the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He was appointed by Governor Tony Evers earlier this month, and he served as interim secretary since November of 2019. Up next is news, then our state capitol report continues with Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. What questions do you have for the state's top lawyer and law enforcement official? What do you want him to know? Call 800-642-1234. Email ideas@WPR.org. I'm Keely Boltina. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.